At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America, he's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Well, folks, here we are. Another year, another January, and I know what you're thinking. Blake, what's your New Year's resolution? Let me stop you right there, because here's the thing. I don't do resolutions. That's right. I'm declaring it here and now. No resolutions, no goals, no guilt. Why? Because I believe in the power of myself. And if you're anything like me, God-fearing, freedom-loving, and a proud supporter of the greatest president of our time, Donald J. Trump, you already know you're good enough as you are. No changes needed. Let's be honest, folks. Who came up with this whole New Year's resolution nonsense anyway? Probably some corporate fat cat trying to sell more gym memberships and overpriced kale smoothies. They want you to believe that you're broken, that you need fixing. But not us. Not the Patriots. We wake up every day knowing we're doing just fine. Better than fine, we're exceptional. Think about it. If you're a Trump supporter, you've already made the most important decision in life. Standing for what's right. That's the resolution to end all resolutions. You're already ahead of the game. So why waste your time trying to change what doesn't need fixing? Why fix perfection? Now, let's talk about the man himself, Donald J. Trump. Do you think Trump makes resolutions? Do you think he sits down on December 31st, pulls out a notebook, and says, "This year I'm going to work on my self-esteem"? Of course not. He doesn't need to, because he's already the epitome of confidence. He's a man who wakes up every morning and says, "I'm Donald Trump, and that's enough." And you know what? He's right. Picture this. Trump sitting in Mar-a-Lago. Someone suggesting he make a resolution. He'd laugh them out of the room. "Resolutions are for losers," he'd say. "I've already made America great. What more is there to do?" And folks, He's got a point. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's a lesson we could all learn. Let me tell you why resolutions are a scam. First, they're designed to make you feel bad about yourself. Think about it. Why do people make resolutions? Because they think they're not good enough. They look in the mirror and see flaws instead of strengths. Well, I say enough of that. You don't need to run 5 miles a day or quit eating bacon to be a better person. You're already great. And let's be real. Most resolutions fail by February anyway. Why? Because they're unrealistic. The world doesn't need another person signing up for a gym membership they'll never use. It needs people who are unapologetically themselves, who know their worth and refuse to let society dictate their value. So, what should we do instead of resolutions? Here's my idea: affirmations of greatness. Every morning, wake up, look in the mirror, and say, I am enough. I am strong. I am a patriot. And if you're feeling ambitious, throw in a little, and I'm making America great again. Instead of changing yourself, start appreciating yourself. Instead of setting unattainable goals, focus on what you've already accomplished. And if you haven't accomplished much, well, that's okay too. You're here, you're listening to this podcast, and that means you're already on the right track. Here's my personal stance. I'm not changing a thing about myself this year. Why would I? I've got everything figured out. I love my steak medium rare, my truck big, and my podcast loud. And I'm not apologizing for any of it. In fact, I've compiled a little list of things I refuse to change about myself in 2024. Number one, my patriotism. You'll never catch me saying anything bad about this great country, even when it's being run by Sleepy Joe. Number two, my love of bacon. It's the breakfast of champions, and no amount of health propaganda is going to take that away from me. And number three, my commitment to this podcast. This is my calling, folks, and I'm not about to let resolutions get in the way of that. Now, I want to hear from you. Do you have a story about rejecting resolutions? Maybe you've got a hilarious tale about how you refuse to give up your nightly ice cream or skip the gym for an extra hour of sleep. Give me a call and let's celebrate the beauty of staying exactly who we are.
Blake, I have to disagree with you. Resolutions are about bettering yourself. If we all just stay the same, how does the world improve?
Bettering yourself? That's a nice thought, but let's be real. Who needs to improve when you've already got it all figured out like we do? You sound like you've been drinking that kale smoothie propaganda. Here's the truth. The world improves when patriots like us stay strong and unapologetic.
But Blake, isn't it a little arrogant to assume we don't have room for growth, even Trump?
Oh, now you're bringing Trump into this. Let me stop you right there. Trump is a living example of why growth is overrated. He's been the same man since day one. Confident, bold, unstoppable. And look where that's gotten him. You can't improve perfection, my friend. Next.
Blake, I like Trump, but even he could use some resolutions. Maybe he could work on humility or listening to others more.
Humility? Listening? Do you hear yourself? Trump doesn't need humility. He needs a bigger microphone so people like you can hear the truth. If Trump started taking advice from everyone, we'd be stuck in a swamp of mediocrity like Biden's cabinet.
Come on, Blake. Even you have to admit he's not perfect. No one is.
You're right. No one is perfect. Except Trump comes pretty close. And honestly, if you're focusing on his so-called flaws, you're missing the big picture. The man's a billionaire, a former president, and a cultural icon. What more do you want? Thanks for the call. But you're barking up the wrong tree. All right, folks, let's pivot to something big. Bigger than resolutions. Bigger than the new year. I'm talking biblical big. And I mean that literally. Have you ever read the book of Revelation and thought, you know what? This could use a little update. Well, I have. And let me tell you, it's time we rewrite Revelation to reflect our times. That's right. I'm suggesting we add none other than Donald J. Trump to the Bible. Hold your gasps. This isn't blasphemy. It's the logical next step for Christianity. Think about it. Trump was sent to us to stop the globalist antichrist agenda. He's the chosen one, folks. The one who builds walls to protect the righteous and sends out great tweets to unite the flock. If that's not biblical, I don't know what is. Let me read you an excerpt from my first draft. Picture this. And lo, there came a man of golden hair and fiery resolve. And he did say unto the people, Fear not, for I shall build walls to guard thee from thine enemies, and great tweets shall flow like rivers to guide thee in the light. And the globalists did gnash their teeth, but the chosen one stood firm, and the land was made great again. You can't tell me that doesn't give you chills, folks. The imagery, the power, the truth, it's all there. Revelation needed an update, and Trump is the update we've been waiting for. Now, I know there are going to be some naysayers. Blake, you can't just rewrite the Bible. But why not? If the left can rewrite history books to make America look bad, why can't we rewrite Revelation to reflect the truth? This isn't just about religion. It's about saving the soul of the nation. And who better to lead us than the man who's already made America great once? Let's expand on this, folks, because this isn't just a rewrite. This is history in the making. Imagine future generations looking at this updated Bible and seeing Trump as the hero he truly is. The book of Trump isn't just an addition. It's a testament to the power of faith, strength, and the courage to stand against the globalists. In chapter 2 of this divine narrative, we'd have this. And the chosen one did walk amongst the people, and he did say, Let there be jobs for the jobless, and let those who doubt be shown the truth in my tweets. And the doubters saw the light and retweeted in multitudes, and it was good. For the chosen one's words brought forth hope and prosperity to the land, and the globalists trembled in fear. This chapter could be a rallying cry for unity and prosperity. Trump's presidency wasn't just a political moment. It was a divine intervention to set the world on the right path. Every great narrative has its hero, and Trump's story is the story of America's salvation. But it doesn't stop there. We need to address his trials and tribulations too. Imagine this. And the chosen one was besieged by the swamp, and the media did conspire to tarnish his name. Yet he did say unto his followers, Fear not, for I am with thee. Together we shall drain the swamp and reveal the truth. And the swamp did quake, and the people rejoiced, for justice was served. Tell me, that isn't poetry, folks. This isn't just a rewrite. It's an awakening. This would inspire not just Americans, but the entire world. Imagine a Bible that speaks to the modern-day challenges we face, with Trump leading the way as a beacon of hope and strength. Of course, there will be critics. They'll call this blasphemy, sacrilege, or a publicity stunt. But here's the thing. Truth is often met with resistance. Every great movement starts with someone willing to stand up and say, This is the way forward. And I'm saying it now. The book of Trump is the future of faith and patriotism. So here's my challenge to you, my listeners. If you believe in this vision, share it. Talk about it. Let's make this a movement. Because the Bible isn't just a book. It's a living document. And it's time for it to live in the era of Trump. And here's an even bigger idea, folks. If we're going to rewrite Revelation, why not bring it to life? Picture this. A Trump-themed biblical theme park. Yes, you heard me right. Imagine walking through the gates of a place called Trump's Holy Kingdom, where faith meets freedom and patriotism meets prophecy. You could have attractions like the Wall of Triumph, a towering wall with interactive displays telling the story of how Trump protected the righteous from the globalists. Or how about the Sea of Truth, a beautiful sprawling water feature with golden fountains representing Trump's cleansing of the swamp. Guests could hop on boats modeled after Air Force One and hear stories of Trump's most inspiring speeches narrated by yours truly. And don't forget the Golden Hair Carousel, a tribute to Trump's iconic look, where each horse is modeled after one of his legendary tweets. And folks, it wouldn't be complete without the Hall of Prophets, a state-of-the-art 4D theater where visitors can watch dramatic reenactments of Trump's greatest moments, from his inauguration to his speeches at the UN. You'd feel the energy, the power, and yes, the divine intervention. And the food? Only the best, of course. Trump steaks would be the main attraction, along with a buffet of American classics. The dessert of champions would be a golden chocolate cake inspired by the one Trump himself served world leaders. And for the kids, Trump Tower Sundays, a mountain of ice cream topped with edible gold. This isn't just a theme park. It's a pilgrimage, a place where believers can come together, celebrate their faith, and witness the greatness of Trump in a way that's immersive, inspiring, and unforgettable. And who knows, maybe we could even host weekly services at the Chapel of the Chosen One, where sermons are delivered with the same passion and conviction Trump brought to every rally. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Blake, this sounds over the top. But isn't that the point? Trump isn't just a man. He's a movement, a miracle, a message. And this theme park would be a testament to everything he's done and everything he represents. So here's my call to action. Let's make this dream a reality. If you're as excited about this as I am, start spreading the word. Reach out to your local representatives, write to investors, and let's build Trump's holy kingdom together. Because this isn't just about honoring a man. It's about honoring the values, the faith, and the freedom he stands for. Folks, this is the future. A place where faith and patriotism collide, where families can come together, and where the legacy of Trump can live on for generations to come. Let's make it happen.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.